I'm calling the special session of the La Pine City Council to order, and we'll establish a quorum.
Dan Verco here.
Ron Greiner here.
Councilor Del McAfee.
Councilor Stu Martinez.
And the Mayor Ken Molnix are all in attendance. We have the quorum. And we'll go to item 3, which is other business. Resignation of Councilor Adele McAfee.
I didn't mean to be so emotional. Oh. See ya.
That was good.
Just take your breath.
We're going to all cry. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. There's not many opportunities where you could begin a statement with it's been the best of times and it's been the worst of times, but this is actually one of them. And so to my fellow council members, Rick, and my friends here in La Pine, I ask to have a few minutes with you today, as this will be my last public meeting as a council member. Moving from the city of La Pine, though not too far, necessitates my resigning from the council. It has been my privilege to serve this wonderful, eclectic, and spunky community at La Pine. I'm extremely proud of our accomplishments, both as a council and a city, but none more so than the beautiful new City Hall. From a young, unsure city, fearful of making mistakes, this present council brought a new attitude, a positive attitude, a progressive vision of what this city could do. We looked ahead, put one foot in front of the other, and kept moving forward on a new and more confident path of a shared vision built upon a solid fiscal foundation. I leave knowing this forward progress will continue with the support of the community. I urge you, the citizens, to stay engaged, hold your representatives accountable, but support them as you did me. When they make decision that is not always safe, but are in the right thing to do, you are the guardians of that vision. We will have all embraced for this small city, and ultimately it'll be your choice and your involvement in your city government that will determine how magnificent that the vision will be. I will always be grateful for the time I spend here, the friends I have here, and the support you have given me. Thank you, and may your best and most bountiful days be ahead.
It's all right.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate what you did, the time that you put into this, and the time you stood on your principles, in spite of any other opposition or even if it wasn't the popular thing to do. You set a good example in doing it that way, and I really appreciate the work that you've put in and that you were a part of it during a very pivotal time in our city. So
thank you.
Very nice.
Don?
Good work.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Stu? Well,
don't you get emotional over this now.
It's not often that you get to work with someone that you can almost count on to make you think about things. And like I mentioned earlier today, I'm going to miss that. And I hope that you continue to come back and keep the council on its toes. And I hope that you find another opportunity to share your knowledge, you know, because our loss is going to be someone else's gain.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and the knowledge that you possess and the views that you have, you know, are going to be welcomed by someone else. And don't forget us down here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adele.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah, I've served on both sides of this aisle, only on this side here. But Adele made the decisions better. Too often, it's hard to be the person who will take the opposite or sometimes be against what normally is a unanimous vote. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of thought, and you put your work into things. And I always knew that I had to be on my toes for Adele. And believe me, I mean, many times sitting in Madras at work, you know, working on Lapine things, and I'm thinking, let's see now, what's Adele going to say on this? So I would get that extra thing. That's needed. It makes a better product.
Yes.
It makes a better community. Of course, people on the opposite side, sometimes everyone takes things so personal and people can get upset. But when you shake it all out and you look down the road and look back, it all was for the best and for the good. And you were a vital part of this whole thing here. And you will be missed. And we need that person with that spunk to say, now why are we doing that? Or what's going on there? Because otherwise, it just becomes, you have a 15-minute meeting and have everything just... And so, you played a very vital role here. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it. And for you giving me the chance to be here.
Thank you. So.
It goes without saying that Adele always came prepared.
Yes.
And there was times when I thought she was over-prepared. But I've shared this with Adele before, that it has made me a better person sitting here, or just sitting on the council. Because I've told you that I appreciated her bringing it up, or bringing it out, or expanding it, for some of the same reasons that Rick talks about. I do believe the council has been what it is, it's because we all had to think harder and more clear by the things you brought to us. You've got stamina. You get into your subject. Even the minutest detail, which is important, and it's, we're going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. I could always count on you having that extra piece on a subject that was on the agenda, and I think we're going to need to look for somebody that's got that. So.
We should maybe consider sending our minutes up her there to review.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like it. Adele, you've been a great asset to the city. And just like Stu said, our loss is somebody else's gain. And I do hope you find a like situation, because you do have capacity and you do bring good things to whatever you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're adjourned at that. Until next Wednesday.
We're adjourned until next Wednesday.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. The ayes have it.
Adjourned.
Adjourned.